Welcome to MMA Financial Talk with the team from Mills McCarron and Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. MMA Financial Talk is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with MMA Financial Talk.
Welcome to MMA Financial Talk. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the man with the plan is, as always, our wonderful host, David McCarron. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Tony.
Good.
Had a busy month of July. I was out of town about three weekends of the month, so
sure.
Back home now, so things are settling down a little bit.
Well, although, that's what summer's for, though.
I have some family members that are in the process of moving to another place that have been staying with us a couple of weeks. So, so we've got to spend some good quality time with them, though. That's been good.
That's good. That's good. But I mean, having people guests live with you and you're not used to it, or you know what I mean, is it can be after a while. It's like okay, but it is also fun to see them and hang out. Yeah, keeps you going. Well, you've had a great summer. You've been doing a lot. I have had a great summer as well, but we're already in August. It's already pro football's already preseason started. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. And around here, the high school two-a-day practices have started.
Yep, you know, the two-a-days
are in the 100-degree mark now. And so I'm just really glad I don't have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I'm glad too. I used to do that. I was in football in high school. How about you? Were you in any sports in high school?
I played football a couple of years, but not too much.
So yeah.
I was more into 4-H and things like that.
You know what? I was in 4-H as well. I was in football for a while, but I was in 4-H doing those projects, going to the fair, state fair. I love that. Well, so one more thing we have in common, our love of 4-H. That's good. Did you grow up in a rural community then?
I did. I grew up on a farm and
showed
cattle
at
stock shows and things.
So. I didn't show any cattle, but I did grow up on a farm and I showed some animals, horses. Horses.
Wow.
Yeah. I always did well in like the electronics. I made a lamp and won a trip to the state fair with that one year.
Wow. So
that was fun. That was cool. So we're talking today, though, about the cost of being a grandparent. Where do you want to start with this topic?
Well, Tony, as I've told you before, my wife and I have six grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, there are few things more endearing than the special relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild. For grandparents, it's a chance to relive the joy of raising children, but with fewer stresses and obligations. You know, my wife and I say we can spoil them and then send them home. So we don't have to keep them overnight very often. And for grandkids, it's a chance to spend time with another adult who cares about them and is interested in their life and well-being. So during today's show, we're going to discuss some financial costs of being a grandparent and how you may be able to build some of those costs into your budget and financial strategy.
Well, that's true. You do, right? I think I would enjoy having some grandkids running around. I don't have any yet, but I think soon. Our oldest is married, and I think our middle daughter is probably headed that way. So we'll see. But let me savor the rest of my youth first.
Sure.
So, this is a good topic, though, because I know a lot of our listeners out there are either already grandparents or likely will be in the next few years. So I think this is a good show. What do you have for us first on the cost of being a grandparent?
Well, Tony, this comes from a Kiplinger article entitled, How Much Does It Cost to Be a Grandparent? And it has some insights and details I found very interesting. It begins with an excellent rundown of what it costs to be a grandparent in 2025. A recent study by the Senior List shared in the article looked at how grandparents are supporting their grandkids, and it really puts things into perspective. They surveyed more than 1,200 older adults, asking how much they help what kind of support they provide, and how it impacts their own lives. Shockingly, 96% of grandparents said that they've taken on some financial costs for their grandkids, spending close to $4,000 a year on average. What perhaps is more concerning is that many said they've even considered putting their own financial well-being at risk by delaying retirement, dipping into savings, and more, all out of love and a desire to help.
Yeah, well, of course. And who doesn't want to help out their kids and grandkids? And I would say 96% of respondents saying they've taken on some financial costs for their grandkids. That's a lot, maybe a little more than I would have guessed. But, you know, we all want to help our kids out and our grandkids especially. So does the article or do you have a breakdown of what some of the common expenses are? I mean, I can guess, seeing what my grandparents did for my kids, but what are some of those costs?
Yes, Tony, according to the study, grandparents are spending in all sorts of ways, and it really adds up. Here are some of the specifics from the study. Around $1,000 a year on big ticket items like a down payment on a house or even buying a car. Another $1,000 goes toward tuition, school costs, or college. Another $1,000 on housing support. And travel and vacations to visit grandkids is another $1,000. Then you've got these other things like $600 for savings or college funds, $500 on everyday expenses, $500 in regular allowances, $400 on gifts, $300 for clothing and shoes, $300 for dining out, $300 for extracurricular activities, another $250 for healthcare, and $200 for entertainment. When you add all that up, it's easy to see how this kind of support, while generous and given with love, can quietly strain your finances, especially with rising costs across the board, from groceries to gas to healthcare. And while the instinct to help is natural, the tough reality is this: overextending yourself could jeopardize your own retirement security. And no one wants to, not you and not even your grandkids.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, you don't want to jeopardize your own. In fact, it's like that analogy, David, where when you fly in the airplane, they say in case of emergency, the oxygen mask will drop, but put yours on first before you help your kids. And right. It's the same way with parents and grandparents. You can't jeopardize your retirement money. You need that for your grandkids. You got to help yourself first so you'll always be able to help grandkids and be around for them. So I think that's important. Now, does the survey provide any insight into whether or not some grandparents have to sacrifice to provide for their grandkids? Are they sacrificing out there?
It does, Tony. And truthfully, it's pretty eye-popping stuff. Let's talk about the real sacrifices grandparents are making or thinking about making to help their grandkids financially. And it's not just small stuff. According to the article, about 1 in 4 grandparents have already tightened their belts and started living more frugally to make ends meet. And half say they've at least thought about doing so. That's a lot of people reworking their budgets out of love. And there's the big one, pulling money from savings or retirement accounts. About 14% surveyed have already done it, and more than half, 57% to be exact, have seriously considered it. That's tough because that money is supposed to be there to support you later in your life. About 10% have delayed retirement, and another 42% are considering it. And about 1 in 10 say they've taken on debt, while many others are contemplating it. It just goes to show how deeply grandparents care and how far they're willing to go. But it also raises a real important point. While generosity is admirable, it's critical to find a balance because helping loved ones shouldn't come at the cost of your own security.
Right. And man, those are incredible statistics. To me, it seems clear that, hey, if helping your grandkids is potentially on the horizon, it's going to be essential to meet with someone like yourself, David, a financial services professional, to talk about your options and see where you're at, to see exactly how much you can do or plan ahead for it. That's crucial, isn't it?
Yes, I agree, Tony, because a financial services professional may be able to help you support your grandchildren without sacrificing your own financial stability. By creating a tailored roadmap, they can identify potential strategies like gifting within IRS limits, setting up 529 college savings plans, or using trusts for future needs. They also help evaluate the long-term impact of withdrawals from retirement accounts or savings. With solid guidance, you can still give generously and protect your own financial future.
Yeah, and that's what we want. So why don't we let our listeners know? Let's take a moment now to take a break here and let our listeners know if they want to get some advice or have questions on this, or just want to get a second opinion on their overall income plan, finances, and retirement plan. How can they get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
They can call our office at 325-673-8933, or they can visit our website at millsmccarran.com, or they can go to our site. It's mmafinancialtalk.com, and that directs them to our website.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, this has been a great show so far today. You've been looking at some of these financial costs that come with being a grandparent, and you broke down that survey conducted by the Senior List, and that revealed that a lot of grandparents out there are spending a lot of money on their grandkids by helping with large purchases like college tuition, housing, allowances, cars, more. So what's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, from this same article, the Kiplinger article, How Much Does It Cost to Become a Grandparent? It has more information I'm eager to share with our listeners today through a thorough rundown of both the pros and cons of spending money on your grandkids. Let's start with the upside, because there are some real heartwarming benefits to helping out your grandkids financially. First, there's the joy of being there. Whether it's gifts or special outings, those shared moments averaged over a few hundred dollars a year can help build strong family ties and create memories that really matter. Then there's the bigger picture, things like contributing to a college fund or savings account. That not only supports their future, but it also lets you leave a lasting legacy, knowing you've helped pave their way. Covering essentials like clothing or healthcare is a powerful way to ease some of the pressure on their parents and give your grandkids more room to thrive. And don't forget that some of these gifts can actually come with tax benefits, like contributing up to $18,000 a year without triggering gift taxes. Options like 529 plans can help you give smarter while preserving your own savings for the road ahead. And maybe most importantly, there's joy in giving. In fact, 80% of grandparents say they love being able to help, according to this article. And it's not just about money. It's about staying connected, staying involved, and finding real purpose in the act of giving.
Well, yeah, and I'm not a grandparent quite yet, as I mentioned, but the idea of doing things to help build a lasting connection with a grandkid, that really hits home with me, David. And I know you feel the same about your grandkids, right?
I do. And while giving can be incredibly rewarding, it's also important to think about the flip side, which is some of the challenges that can come with financially supporting your grandkids.
Sure.
For starters, it adds up. Spending around $4,000 a year per grandchild might not seem like a lot in the moment, but over time, it can take a real bite out of your budget and maybe even delay dreams like traveling or finally stepping away from work. Especially if you have a lot of grandkids.
Yeah, we don't know anybody who has a lot of grandkids, do we, David? How many did you say you have?
Well, we have six, yes.
Yeah, so. That's a six and counting though, right? Yeah.
Well, possibly, yes. There's also the risk of creating a pattern where your grandkids or their parents start to rely on your support a little too much. Helping out with groceries or bills now can then... It can seem generous, but you've worked hard for your independence too, and that matters. And let's be honest, giving because of guilt or pressure is the kind of stress that can chip away at peace and freedom that retirement is supposed to bring. More spending now can also mean less flexibility later. If an unexpected health issue pops up, or if long-term care becomes necessary, those monthly costs can be significant. often as much as 8,000 or more a month in some cases. You want to be prepared for that. And lastly, there's the tax side. Giving more than $18,000 a year can trigger gift taxes and potentially reduce what you've set aside for your own living expenses or the legacy you hope to leave. So while giving is a beautiful thing, it's all about balance and making sure you're helping them without hurting yourself.
Yeah, and creating your own list of the potential pros and cons of helping your grandkids or coming up with a strategy of how much you can do or when to do it. That's another excellent reason to get together with a financial professional like yourself.
Yes, Tony. And the good news is that you don't have to choose between your future and theirs. With a little planning and some solid strategies, you can do both. One possible option is to look at beyond just handing out cash. For example, if you're thinking about helping with education expenses, a 529 college savings plan might be a better fit. It's designed specifically for education, and there's a nice perk for grandparents, the grandparent loophole, which allows you to contribute without hurting your grandchild's financial aid eligibility. And 529 plans aren't just for tuition. They can help cover costs of room and board, supplies, and fees and other things. Plus, if your grandchild doesn't use all the funds, you now have the option to roll over the leftover money into a Roth IRA tax-free. That could be a bonus for you.
Nice.
So yes, you can be generous while also being smart about it. With the right tools, you're not just giving, you're setting them up for long-term success as well while protecting your own.
Well, yeah, and these comments are a great reminder that a thorough financial strategy's biggest benefit is going to be positioning you to take care of your needs while also helping tackle some of your wants, like helping your grandkids, right?
That's true. So, because if you ask most grandparents, they'd tell you that they would do just about anything for their grandkids.
Sure.
And honestly, who can blame them? My wife and I are the same way. There's this beautiful line from the article that says, "Grandchildren are the dots that connect the lines from generation to generation." Isn't that a great thought?
I love that. Okay, so grandchildren are the dots that connect the lines from generation to generation. I love that.
That's good. I haven't heard that before. That's good. But as heartwarming as that is, it's also real life, and the cost of being a grandparent can sneak up fast. From little treats to big-time support, it adds up, and for some, it can even throw retirement plans off track. And we've seen this many times, actually, in our business, Tony. People will want to care for their grandkids or their children, grown children as well.
Yeah.
And take money out that and sacrifice their own future for that.
Yeah.
It's a challenge for
everyone. It is.
So yes, spoil the little ones, love them, lift them up and support them. But don't forget to look out for yourself too. Because when you're financially secure and at peace, every moment you spend together becomes that much more meaningful.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's people who, can you imagine if having six grandkids, David, what that would cost? Oh, wait, you can.
Yeah, Tony, I have a range from age 17 to age 3.
So, wow. 3 to 17. That's a nice age range. A lot of great kids in there, I'm sure. Yeah. So
yeah. 3 year old takes the most right now.
Well, sure. Obviously.
Of all things, he takes the biggest amount of time.
Oh, well, the time, especially. Yeah. The 3 year old, he needs the most time. That's true.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah. That's the one you got to pay the most attention to, obviously, absolutely, at this point in time. So, before we go today, we probably have a lot of listeners out there who this will apply to, or maybe they know their own grandparents, might be going through something, or their parents. Maybe you have kids and your parents are the grandparents and you need to talk to them about this. So how can our listeners out there get a hold of you to get a financial plan in place, or if it beyond just what they can spend as a grandparent, especially if they want to make a big, like pay off a student loan debt for a grandchild. I know some grandparents are thinking about doing that, but first meet with a financial services professional. How can our listeners get a hold of you?
Yes. Once again, Tony, they can call our office at 325-673-8933. We're located in Abilene, Texas. And they can also look on our website at www.millsmccarran.com. Or they, an easier way to do that would be go to mmafinancialtalk.com, which is an easier website. That directs them directly over to our website, too. Plus, it lists all the shows that we've done, these podcast shows.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a link on there. You go to mmafinancialtalk.com, and it'll take you right to the website. There's links at the top to the other rest of the page. But that page, you can subscribe to this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. You can also listen to shows, a simple, easy-to-use player there. Just click play, listen to the show, or look through the shows and find a a subject you want to hear and just click on it and play it. There's also a contact form there you can fill out and someone will get back to you to schedule a no charge, no obligation consultation. Again, that's mmafinancialtalk.com. Right. Well, hey, great show today, David. I like the topic a lot. And I know you do. You've got experience in this area. Six grandkids, age 3 to 17. So, listeners, what that means is pray for David. That's that's what we want to make sure.
I'll see three of them when I get to my house this afternoon.
Yeah, there you go. That's
including
awesome.
The 3-year-old.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, if David looks tired, now you know why. All right, David, great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of MMA Financial Talk with our host, David McCarron.
Thanks for tuning in to MMA Financial Talk. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Robert Mills and David McCarron at Mills McCarron and Associates by calling 325-673-8933 or visiting millsmccarron.com. Be sure to visit us next time for another episode of MMA Financial Talk.
David McCarron offers securities and investment advisory services offered through Graydon Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA SIPC, Graydon Securities, LLC. ASEC Registered Investment Advisor offers investment advisory services under the DBA of Gradient Wealth Management. David McCarron and Robert Mills offers insurance products and services through Mills, McCarron, and Associates.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.